This is Akashvani, the news read by Apu Gapak. Legendary singer and Padma Vibhushan awardee Asha Bhosle passed away at 92 in Mumbai today. Maharashtra Chief Minister Ashish Shelar confirmed the news while speaking to the media outside the hospital. She was admitted to a private hospital last evening due to a chest infection and exhaustion. Her last rites will be performed tomorrow at 4 p.m. at Shivaji Park in Mumbai. Asha Bhosle, with a career spanning over 8 decades, recorded over 12,500 songs in different languages. She was known for her versatility and sang many memorable melodies, from romantic songs and ghazals to peppy numbers. Asha Tai, as she was fondly called, was the younger sister of the late legendary singer and Bharat Ratna awardee Lata Mangeshkar and a member of the famous Mangeshkar lineage. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan has said that development can only be called true development when it is inclusive and reaches every section of the society. Radhakrishnan said this while inaugurating the conference titled Transformation of Tribal Lives Through Science and Technological Interventions, Preserving Language, Faith and Culture in New Delhi today. The Vice President noted that India's tribal areas present a significant opportunity for green economic development. Arunachal Pradesh will begin the house listing and housing census 2026 from 16 April. Self-enumeration will be open till 30 April, followed by home visits in May. The Research Institute of World's Ancient Traditions, Cultures and Heritage organized an in-reach orientation program on Saturday at its Roing campus. The program was aimed at sensitizing future educators to the critical role teachers play in safeguarding and preserving the state's endangered indigenous languages and cultures. 120 BEd students and faculty members from Denning College for Teacher Education, Teju, participated. The program provided valuable insights into the work of researchers engaged with indigenous communities and the functioning of such institutions. It also featured a special screening of documentaries showcasing the festivals and cultures of Arunachal. Joining the Green and Clean Arunachal mission initiated by the Arunachal government, the Young Star group of Debing village under Nuksin Circle of East Yang district on Saturday launched a year-long plantation drive with planting of 100 saplings of different species alongside village roads. The Young Star group, led by Adi Banakabang organizer Tarin Taing, has adopted a 5-year work plan to cover roadsides, schools, riverbanks and public places at their locality, informing that the government allocates untied fund for implementing various schemes in rural areas. Rukhsin ADC Kiran Ningo assured the youths to help their ongoing efforts grant financial aid based on availability of funds. Rukhsin 1 ZPM Tayam Darang said he would initiate funds under the afforestation scheme. The organizers also presented commendation certificate. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the time has come for the implementation of the Women's Reservation Act in its true spirit, and the 2029 Lok Sabha elections and assembly elections are conducted with the quota for women in place. In a letter to the floor leaders of Lok Sabha and Rajya Sabha ahead of the 3-day special sittings of Parliament, Modi also asked all members to come together in one voice to pass the amendments to the Women's Reservation Law. The Women's Reservation Act will ensure an increase in the number of Lok Sabha seats to 816, of which 273 will be reserved for women. Campaigning for assembly elections in West Bengal and Tamil Nadu has hit the top gear with only 11 days remaining for polling on 23rd of this month. The annual Amarnath Yatra will commence on 3rd July this year and conclude on August 28, coinciding with the festival of Raksha Bandhan. Jammu Kashmir Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha announced that the Yatra will span a total of 57 days. Advance registration for the pilgrimage will begin from the 15th of April through both online and offline modes. The delegation led by U.S. Vice President J.D. Vance and the delegation from Iran have departed from Islamabad after failing to reach an agreement. U.S. Vice President cited shortcomings in peace talks, saying Iran chose not to accept American terms, including to not build nuclear weapons. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.